Well, how quickly they grow up. 5 days ago, Jesus was born, and now he's 12. It's amazing how that happens. At the 8 o'clock service this morning, it was quite cute because we have a number of children there, and Paigette, who is 6, we were informed at coffee hour that she is going on a play date with Jeremy today. And her parents were more than a little astonished at this. And so she was turning beet red every time I mentioned Jeremy at coffee. How quickly they grow up. And today we hear about Jesus, how quickly he grew up, and how he has more than a little bit of adolescent spirited rebellion in him, and self-interest. When his parents, who imagine have been looking for him for 3 days, confront him, he says, "Well, why are you searching for me? Didn't you know I'd be there?" It's a typical teenage response. We've all given it, I'm sure. We've all heard it, I'm sure. And it's normal and natural, and that's what should be a teenage response, because self-interest is what it's all about when you're trying to figure out who you're going to be. But the parents just don't understand. Understandably so, because Jesus has crossed a threshold. He is beginning his vocation, and he's taking it very seriously. And so he's asking, and he's answering, and he's learning, and he's growing. However, my favorite line is it says that he went back and he was obedient to them. For how long, I wonder exactly. This translation says that Jesus grew in wisdom and years. But there's a different translation, some others, that say he grew in wisdom and stature. Because we all know that you can grow older physically and mature, but not grow in spirit. There's no guarantee that as we age, we'll become more spiritually mature. Just look at the cramped souls of some of our political and religious leaders around the world. You can see it. It is stunted growth. Their compassion and insight is reduced to a glimmer of what we are called to experience in this life. But in contrast, stature encompasses our whole being. It takes us beyond self-interest to the world. It takes us out of ourselves, and it describes Jesus' growing attunement with God's vision for his life. This young man, who's going to become our healer and teacher and savior, and experience divine wisdom, the sense of holiness in the events of life, that's divine stature, being open to the image of God in unexpected and contrasting places. We as a church are also growing. We are growing smaller, perhaps, in size. Not maybe necessarily here at St. John's, but certainly across the Anglican Church in Canada, that has been the trend for a number of years. But growing smaller in number, changing the size of the number, doesn't really talk about whether we are growing in stature and wisdom. I think we actually have an amazing opportunity to focus on that instead of the numbers. Because as Christ's followers, we are called to grow larger, more inclusive selves, and to follow Jesus more fully. So perhaps as the church, we now have the opportunity that we're honed down to learn from what we've not done well, because there's been quite a lot of that, and to grow more fully into what we do well, because there's even more of that, and find new and creative ways of being and ministering in our world. We need to remember that Irenaeus, a long time ago, asserted the glory of God is a fully alive human. The glory of God is a fully alive human. And we have the opportunity to be exactly that, to show the glory of God. Being a fully alive human means growing the stature of our souls, the range and depth of our love, our capacity for relationship. We need to increase the volume of our life that can take in other beings and still maintain our own integrity and individuality. We need to increase the intensity and variety of outlook where we can entertain the unity of being without feeling defensive or insecure. And we need to do all these things personally and as a church. If we develop the strength of our spirit to encourage others to become freer in the development of their diversity and uniqueness, then we can all be more fully human and grow in stature and wisdom. So to help us do this at St. John's, now that we're done growing some other statuesque things over here, hopefully for a while, we are entering into a year of being more fully human in a time of uncertainty. We know that times are uncertain in everywhere. It doesn't matter where you turn and look, whether it's our own lives, the political nature of the world, the future of the church. It's all a bit uncertain. It feels that way. But we do have the opportunity to grow in wisdom and stature. So in the pews, you'll find a new brochure. It has a dragonfly on the front. And I was asked, where did this dragonfly come from? And if you look closely, you'll see that the dragonfly is resting on our front doors. And the reflection, you can see the Chinese restaurant yellow sign reflected in the background. This was an accidental picture. One of those ones when I came up one day to open the front door, and there was this beautiful dragonfly. And it reflects, seems to me, that it actually symbolizes who we're meant to be. Not on the inside of the church, on the outside of the doors. Drawing people in. Showing forth God's glory in the glimmer of our wings. Showing our souls to the world, reflecting what we see behind us and looking forward with creativity. So over the next 12 months, we have the opportunity to discover some practices that enlarge our spirits, to find wisdom that grows our ethical consideration, and have social time to build our relationships. Starting next weekend, we will have Bishop Dennis Drainville here, and he's going to be in residence for 12 weeks this year. It's going to come in January, March, April, October, and November, December next year, in 2019. And it's a partnership with him because he would love to be here and be part of us and escape the winter in Gaspé, I think, for a little while. But also to present to us some of the gifts that he's learned over the years. And so he is going to offer some courses. The first one will be on community, Christian community, what it is and what it isn't. And those dates and times will follow. He's going to have some time here in the church during open doors so that he can be here to meet people with those who are keep the doors open and to grow our development with our neighbors in the community. And he'll be available to talk to people and just to bring his wisdom in general, to preach and also to host a meal from time to time. So that's one thing we're doing over this year. There's going to be a preaching series in February. Carolyn and Gary, our honorary and deacon, are both highly committed to the environment and have a lot of knowledge and wisdom in this area. And so they're going to have a preaching series on the environment, spirituality, and scripture, to help us have a sea change in terms of how we think about the environment. We're going to have workshops where we're going to learn to tell our stories individually and as a parish and participate in the primate's heartbeat of the church, where we will gather and have small group discussion on what it means to be who we are today as an Anglican. We're going to have some social events. What would St. John's be without a social event or two? But what would we be without a social event or two? Because there are always new people joining our parish, and it's wonderful to get to know each other in a relaxed atmosphere. And we're going to learn some new and some old spiritual practices. We're going to have a prayer corner in the corner over there with a net that you can tie your prayers and cares onto. We might have a walk at St. Luke's Labyrinth and then go for a hike in Gatineau Park and talk about those two different kinds of meditation. And we're going to partner with other parishes over the next year, perhaps in liturgy, definitely in some social things, and hopefully in some spiritual practices. because we cannot simply do this on our own. We are called to work together and to show forth our strength and our growth. So hopefully we'll become like Eli. Eli, who responded to God's call because he loved his parents and he listened. He listened and answered, "Speak, God, your servant is listening." And may we discover the divinity all around us in this year, in creation, in one another, and in those whom we do not yet know. In the Gospel of Thomas, it is asserted, "Cleave a piece of wood, and I am there. Lift the stone, and I am there." It is time for us to crack open some of the things that we've known and some of the things we haven't known, and look for God there. And join our inner and outer dimensions of our lives together so that God's wisdom dwells within us. To let ourselves have lives of prayer, and so that we can clothe ourselves with Christ and be more compassionate to others. All of this, the hope is that it will grow us in stature and wisdom. Because we need stature. We need large visions and the ability to see divinity in contrasting places. We need to go beyond our parish walls and embrace God in all of God's manifestations. We need to move from self-interest to world loyalty and from nationalism to globalism and care for this good earth of ours. And in every moment, God's Spirit urges us to grow, to become a large soul, and lets God's sight guide our paths in ways that welcome the world in all the ways that the world shows itself to us. E.E. Cummings says, "It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are." So like Jesus, may we at St. John's and beyond in this year grow in stature and in wisdom. Amen.